Kansas wheat producers depend on USDA programs every year, but how those programs are delivered can make a difference between smooth support and frustrating delays. In episode 316 of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast, Kansas FSA Director David Shim joins the show to explain what's happening behind the scenes at the Farm Service Agency and how new efficiencies are being rolled out across the state. This isn't just a policy update. Shim details how real structural changes, like reorganizing certain loan programs, have significantly reduced processing time for farm storage loans, freeing up local staff and reducing paperwork burdens for producers. We took that approximately 60 hours of employee time clear down to about 20 hours, Shim said, explaining how the switch to regional processing streamlined operations and helped county offices focus on core services. For Kansas wheat growers considering on-farm storage upgrades or grain handling improvements, this shift could make those investments more accessible and timely. The podcast episode also addresses challenges of staffing rural FSA offices, especially as many field offices operate with just one or two program technicians. Shim outlines how internal restructuring and technology upgrades aim to relieve pressure on overextended staff while maintaining the same level of in-person service Kansas farmers expect. The conversation digs into the evolving relationship between producers and USDA services as a new generation of farmers begins managing operations. The demand for digital tools and remote access is growing. My son Clay is back on the farm, and he wants to do everything on his phone, Shim said. That shift, younger producers wanting to engage differently, is why we're modernizing how FSA serves farmers. Kansas FSA is responding with more mobile-compatible options, streamlined sign-in processes, and better integration with precision ag platforms, all designed to save time and improve access. Farmers also get a clear rundown of often overlooked FSA tools, including the Transition Incentives Program, beginning farmer loans, and expanded uses for farm storage facility loans. These programs can support younger or expanding operations and are especially relevant in times of tight margins and increased interest rates. Finally, the podcast explores the uncertain outlook for federal farm policy. With no formal farm bill yet in place, Kansas producers will want to pay close attention to how the so-called Big Beautiful Bill could impact reference prices, revenue protections, and disaster assistance in the months ahead. From policy to programs to practical efficiency, Episode 316 offers Kansas wheat producers a rare look at the inner workings of the agency that shapes much of their operational risk and financial support. Listen to episode 316 of Wheat's on Your Mind or one of our other episodes at wheatsonyourmind.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.